Thank you everyone for waking up this early on the Sunday. I'm sure you wanted to sleep in, but you came to the first talk, and it's a really good one. We have Fedor, who's going to talk about WebAssembly on constrained devices. So please give him a warm welcome.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And thank you for the introduction. I'm Fedor, and I'm very excited to be giving this talk in the Rust Dev room of FOSDEM. And again, thanks for getting up early. So what I'm going to be talking about today is about running WebAssembly on really microcontrollers. So think something like an ESP32, like C3, C5, or like something from Nordic, like an NRF53. And those are basically the learnings that the company I work at, have drawn from just like kind of trying to do that. So how the talk is going to be organized is like very straightforward. We're going to start with motivation. So kind of answering the question, why would you want to run WebAssembly on constrained devices in the first place? And then looking at it from like these two directions, like on the one hand, what does it mean for your code? What does it mean for how the functionality you want to bring on your device looks like in the Rust code you compile for WebAssembly? And the other direction we're going to look at it from is, what does it mean for what your firmware looks like, and specifically, which runtime will you pick, and what does it mean for your footprint, but also for the integration of this runtime with your functionality? So let's start with the motivation. For that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we do at Period, and also like about Mermic. So we work in the IoT domain. So you can imagine systems which are these large distributed systems consisting of a large number of heterogeneous devices. So think everything from cloud servers to Linux edge nodes, and at least for us more recently, also microcontrollers. And what we do there is we work in Mermic, and Mermic is a middleware. And you can imagine it as this thing where you have an agent, which is like a thin soft or firmware layer you put on each of your nodes. And what it does for you is it manages your applications. So you just hand it out your application, which you want to run, and Mermic will do the rest. It will find the devices where they should be put. It will transfer the executables there, run them, manage the communication, manage the configuration, monitor the thing at runtime. That's all cool and interesting. The only thing we care about there in this talk is this point where you take code from the user at runtime and put them on nodes which you manage, on nodes where you potentially have code running from other users. And in that context, I think that, you know, at least for like the OS grade devices, I won't have to do too much work to convince you that WebAssembly is a pretty cool idea there, because, you know, like we said, we want to run anywhere, so already